Today's Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Digital Signage Digest, Episode 3. Lenora Lane is joined by Alicia Henley, Brian Fitzpatrick, and Adrian Cadrell talking about system-on-a-chip integration. Brian Fitzpatrick starts off talking about utilizing system-on-a-chip for digital signage within the Vivint Smart Home Arena in Utah.
We as a company identified, system-on-a-chip 6-7 years ago when the technology really came out and started to become to the forefront. It just made a lot of sense to us from an architecture and topology standpoint. One of the kind of dirty little secrets in digital signage is that, most deployments, fail or struggle. And a big reason for that is the complexity of the deployment and the complexity of the hardware. And one of the weakest links in digital signage is the media player. Choose your flavor, right? Windows, Android, it really doesn't matter. That outboard device is the weakest link. It's not typically the display that's failing in a lot of these instances. It has to do with the media player. So when System on a Chip was launched, we looked at that as a tremendous opportunity as a company to get rid of one of the biggest headaches that we had seen in, our thousands of deployments. So we adopted it, very early on. And then, obviously the technology when it first came out was substandard to some things that you could do on a media player. As it's continued to grow, we're finding less and less, limitations that SOC has. SOC still does have some mild limitations, as opposed to, a Windows PC running, an i7 chip and 64 gig of RAM and all this kind of stuff. But I really think as an industry, one of the things that, we've kind of created for ourselves has been this idea that, just because we can, we do. And I'm a big believer in, taking a big look at, the overall sustainability of deployments. And, maybe tempering that a little bit with saying, okay, what's the reward of simplifying the technology and maybe simplifying the content and the content delivery versus really having, a lot of additional technology to maybe gain a couple of features or a couple of different ways you can deploy the content. But when you look at that, you temper that with the advantages of, simplifying the deployment and having less maintenance and things lasting longer and, less downtime and all of those things, we really truly believe that system on a chip is the way to go. So we've been doing system on a chip really in, 14 vertical markets for, like I said, 5, 6, 7 years.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.